This is Be the Story Spotlight. This episode almost didn't make it out in time. Production got hung up when I got carried away at East of the Web. The market for publishing short stories started going downhill decades ago. And if you want a short story fix, there aren't very many places nowadays you can go. East of the Web, however, is one of them. East of the Web is a website featuring quality short stories, hundreds of them, by new and classic authors. Some of the top-rated stories on East of the Web are Not Fade Away by Larry O'Neill, They're Made Out of Meat by Terry Bisson, and Soap by Charles Lambert. There are also many classics by Ambrose Bierce, Anton Chekhov, Arthur Conan Doyle, O. Henry, and others. The children's section has new stories as well as a number of classics, including The Emperor's New Suit, The Little Mermaid, the original by Hans Christian Andersen, Hansel and Gretel, and Little Red Riding Hood. I've actually been looking for Hansel and Gretel so that I can read it to my kids. Don't worry, they can take it. Oh, and you definitely have to check out Impersonating Elvis by Polly Nelson from the crime section. Aside from top-rated stories and the stories featured on the front page, the Daily Channel features a different story every day from East of the Web's vast library. Or you can have the website select for you a random story. Stories are arranged by genre: children's stories, crime stories, general fiction, horror, humor, nonfiction, romance, and sci-fi. Within each genre, you can browse stories by rating, by author, date, or length, or by subgenres and categories. You can read the stories immediately, or use the bookshelf feature to save them for later. And you can read them online, or print them out, or even download them to your handheld. East of the Web also has a forums section called Short Stories Uncut. This is where writers post their own work for critique. There are also areas for general discussion, to talk about writing, or to compete in writing challenges, and a number of writing groups. And then there's the standard forum for market listings and such. East of the Web also includes a page of teaching materials and a page of story guides and author interviews. Finally, there's a page of online word games, if you're not afraid of losing an hour or 10. I think my favorite is 8 Letters, a race against the clock to create anagrams. But then again, I happen to be a Scrabble fan, too. Links to these pages are available for the blog entry for this episode of Be the Story Spotlight on BeTheStory.com, or just go to EastOfTheWeb.com. In any case, be sure to tune in next Monday for a new episode of Be the Story, and the following Thursday for a new episode of Be the Story Spotlight. I'll see you then.